The Many Faces of Providence Hospital. This story was written by Sabrina Oliver, assistant editor. It was only a few years ago that Catholic nuns hurried around busily in the now abandoned white building that sits atop Hospital Hill on Peachtree Street in Murphy. To Cherokee County's younger generation, the building has always been Providence Hospital. But many of the county's old-timers remember when the hospital wasn't a hospital. One of those old-timers is Mary Catherine Sneed, and she's quite familiar with the hospital's history because her grandfather once owned the building. Mrs. Sneed sits at a table strewn with both yellowed original photos and new reprints of the same. And she also has at least two handfuls of yellowed deeds and certificates that have helped her learn the history of the hospital. Her grandfather was Prior E. Nelson. He was born and reared at Postel. That's next to the Tennessee-North Carolina border around Shoal Creek. And Mrs. Sneed also says she discovered her granddaddy fought in the Civil War when he was 15 years old. But her grandfather's family moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, because they were having trouble with the carpetbaggers, Mrs. Sneed explained. And after a while in Utah, they moved to Denver. Nelson returned to Shoal Creek, and before 1910, he moved to the Patterson Place, now the Dragon Palace, and went to school at Mount Pleasant Academy, Mrs. Sneed continued. Mount Pleasant Academy was what is now the Providence Hospital. Only the school was in the original building on the east end of the property. In Margaret Walker Frill's book, Our Heritage, the school was listed as having a tuition range from $5 to $12, depending on the courses taken. While Nelson was attending the academy, Mrs. Sneed said he told about a Mr. Abbott, "One day I'm going to buy this school." And in 1910, Nelson bought the two-story school for $2,000 from W.H. Hay. Mrs. Sneed said. She vividly remembers how that house looked. "I remember sneaking into the parlor and filling the drapes," she said in a whisper. "The draperies were about 2 inches thick," she said, holding out her fingers, "and they were made of green velvet. The wallpaper in the parlor was also green and it was fuzzy," she said. "The house was so large that friends of Mr. Nelson would come from all over the county and spend a week visiting," Mrs. Sneed explained. While Mr. Nelson lived in this home, he served as mayor of Murphy several times, and he was a justice of the peace for over 36 years. He died December 2, 1925. Mrs. Sneed said she and her family lived in the home place for a while during the Depression, and in 1933, Dr. Petrie bought the home for $2,500. Dr. Petrie built the rock house, which stands directly behind the hospital, and turned the home into a hospital. She said Dr. Petrie stayed until 1938, and during those years, doctors were coming and going. In 1938, Dr. W. A. Hoover bought the hospital from Dr. Petrie. Mrs. Sneed said more room was needed at the hospital, and he added the right wing. But the only hospital in Cherokee County underwent a tremendous change in the 1950s. Mrs. Sneed said rumors abounded when Catholic sisters from the Mother House in Holyoke, Massachusetts, bought the hospital from Dr. Hoover. "They thought everything in the world," Mrs. Sneed said. "The ones who didn't know anything about what Catholic meant were frightened of them," Mrs. Sneed said. "But they were no fly-by-night stuff," she added. "They had an excellent hospital and doctors," Mrs. Sneed emphasized. "We were very saddened to see them leave. They were very good to us," she said. As Providence Hospital closed in January of 1979, Murphy Medical Center opened. The hospital donated equipment to the new medical center, and patients were transferred to Murphy Medical Center on its opening day, January 17, 1979. The Cherokee Scout Publishing Company purchased the abandoned hospital from the Catholic Sisters and is using the building as rental storage space. The building is for sale again. This time, the asking price is $250,000. Wonder in what capacity the building will be used next time around.